Hello, everybody, and it's February the 12th, and we have quite the week ahead of us in the skies. So I'll dive in. Excuse my slightly, I've between gym and going for a walk, so I thought I'd get this video done before I go. So anyway, let's dive in. You're not here to look at me anyway, you're here to look at the aspects. So I already did a morning post for you this week. I couldn't do the week ahead yesterday because I was driving back from Vegas, where we went to see U2 again. But you can see that we start the week. We had the moon conjunct Neptune overnight, and then the moon moved into Aries early this morning. And when the moon moved into Aries, thing the energies started to pick up a little bit because the moon moved into Aries at 8:25 a.m. Eastern, so 6:25 where I am, 5:25 a.m. Pacific, and that would have been in the afternoon in the UK. I can't do the time things, but then the moon started to aspect Pluto at the 0 degree mark of Aquarius, so that was just a sextile. There was also a trine to Pallas Athena in Sagittarius and a square to Ceres and then Pholus here in Capricorn. And so really until the end of today of the to the 12th, the moon in Aries is kind of is now starting to wax and gain some light after the new moon. And so this is kind of pushing the transformations that we're going through ahead. But I don't have a lot more to say about that. Now let's dive into the 13th and things really start to pick up. Okay, so let's drive into the 13th. So you can see that we start tomorrow, Tuesday, with the moon in Aries. And after the moon moves into Aries at 1:05 a.m. on the 13th, Mars will join Pluto at that 0 degree Aquarius mark, which is such a hot degree. And if you remember, the moon was sextile to that Pluto on Monday. Now, Mars. That means on Mondays for the rest of Monday and into early on the 13th, Mars is at that very critical degree of Capricorn, really kind of finishing up that journey where Pluto spent so much time at that anaretic degree. And the anaretic degree is such a liminal threshold degree. We feel this change is coming. We first had the Sun and Pluto meet at the very last minute of that degree. On January the 20th, and then Mercury went to that degree and then joined Pluto in Aquarius at 0 degrees. And now it's Mars' turn. And Mars and Pluto can be quite the explosive, shall we say, Plutonian kind of energy. Both of them are the modern and traditional ruler of Scorpio, so it's going to dig deep. We've seen some of that aggression out there in the world. I'm not going to you I'm sure you're very well aware of it, but 1:05 a.m. on the 13th, Mars moves into Aquarius. For the rest of the day, the moon will come up and will sextile Mercury. So Mercury was the second personal planet to move into Aquarius after the Sun. And so we're really kind of firing up the ideas and the passions and the news about where we're going with all of this Aquarian energy. And then the Sun will also sextile Eris. I did talk about this a little bit in today's Substack, but you know, Eris is the truth teller, the table shaker. So there is quite a lot of this kind of shaking up energy, all right, going on with Mars changing signs. And then moving further into the day. So as we kind of wake up here in the west coast of the USA, Venus will sextile Neptune. Now that is one of the sweeter aspects. So Venus still in Capricorn will sextile Neptune in Pisces. And we can that softens this harsher energy. It helps us to see the good in people, okay, or to see the softer side of people, and helps us to let go of some of these the strain and the tension that's really quite a lot this week. But it's a small aspect, Venus sextile Neptune, and that's at 8:22 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday. And then the moon in Aries, as we move on into the day on the 13th, the moon will catch up to Chiron and then the North Node. Only 21 minutes between these conjunctions. This is activating this North Node, Chiron conjunction that's coming up. And this is kind of unlocking this theme that I talked about so much: self-actualization, taking a stand for yourself, healing where you've not been very clear on who you are, your core self. All of that kind of energy is really also up in the air this week, as well as some of the tensions. But some of the tensions might show you at a core level really who you are. So, and then after that, Mercury, this is all on the 13th, Mercury catches up to Grace Spinner, midwife, doula, space holder for moving into this new energy, Chariclo, Chiron's wife. So we get them both activated at the same time. And we get some ideas about how to live with more grace and things. I've really been feeling this, I have to tell you. And then we end on the 13th with the Aries moon making a couple of sextiles. But I, you know, sextiles I'm generally going to talk about in my Substack blog. But the bigger one is the moon sextile the sun. So that's the first major aspect after the Aquarius new moon. This will kind of fire up those ideas and the visions for the future again. And now we move into Valentine's Day. And I did a whole video on Mars moving through the sign of Aquarius. But we do start Valentine's Day with a bang. And Mars will, as a moon, will conjunct Eris at the same time. So let's dive into that very early morning light. The moon will conjunct truth teller and table shaker and pot stirrer, Eris at 12:19 a.m. And then less than an hour later, Mars will conjunct Pluto exactly. But bear in mind, we'll be feeling this. And this is kind of why I call it the Valentine's Day massacre aspect, because I'm not, you know, there have been some, but, you know, not, it's explosive, it's powerful. It's plutonic in nature. It's really digging up the shadow material. But of course, like all things, it has a high road as well. This is extremely driven to step into your own personal empowerment too, especially if you have any placements around 0 degrees of the chart that's being aspected by this degree that's been had major conjunction over and over again. And so this will dig deep into your desires and what you desire for the future. And it may come from whatever else is going on in the world, but it's a powerful conjunction. All right. So pay attention to what's building as we move into that energy. Okay. So it then into further into Valentine's Day, the 14th. The moon after the conjunction with Eris will come up and square Venus, because Venus is about to follow Mars, right? And then at 10:02 a.m., the moon will move into Taurus. And that's going to be a little bit of a relief, because this is Venus, Venusian grounded energy. It's like, okay, I can sink into what I value. My rootedness, my sense of real solidity when the world feels like it's falling apart a little bit, as we move through these challenging times. But then the moon, as soon as it's moved into Taurus, will square Mars and Pluto. So it's another, it's a fixed square, and that's tense and change again. We don't want to change yet. Yet we're really driven, but this is a real invitation to really sink down into what's got solidity and strength and stability in your life, and to really lean into that instead of only focusing on what you can't change. Okay, so that's a powerful lunar square. And that will, the square to Mars is at 11:17 a.m. Eastern on the 14th, and the square to Pluto is at 11:20 a.m. because they're only moved 3 minutes apart time-wise. So that's a biggie. And then not much later, 1:33 p.m., the moon will come up and oppose Haumea, as Pluto and Haumea are approaching their real transformation or rebirth or birthing and fertile square on March the 20th, one of their many squares, 13 squares. And that's really it for the 14th. I'm not going to go over the very minor aspects because there's a lot to talk about this week. So while we're still really under the influence of this Mars-Pluto square, we move on to the 15th. And you can see that Venus is finishing up the time in Capricorn. Okay, but 1:30 a.m. on the 15th, the moon conjuncts Jupiter, and that starts to bring us a little bit more hopium and gratitude and feeling of okay, I can really take a look at where I'm at and what I'm grateful for in a very big way, even in the midst of some quite challenging aspects. Now, later on the 15th, Saturn, the moon will come up and will sextile Saturn. But the bigger aspect is that Mercury in Aquarius, see how fast this is going? By the way, Mercury is going really fast right now because it's between retrogrades. Mars is also going very fast, and Venus is going very fast. And let's see if Pluto is. Pluto is also going fast. These transformations and changes are really fast moving right now. Okay. So, but Mercury over here, remember Mercury was just conjunct Carico, the doula, the grace spinner. Mercury will now sextile Chiron. And so Chiron and Chariclo, you can see, are very close to each other again, to an exact sextile. Husband and wife, medicine, man and woman, team coming together. Mercury, the messenger of saying, we know what to do to be a part of the change, the healing, whatever you want to call it. We have to heal our own wounds first before we can move on into the future. And then, of course, the moon also comes in and squares Carico and aspects all of these things. And then at 1:09 p.m. on the 15th, Mercury will sextile that North Node too, because Chiron and the North Node are getting closer and closer together to their conjunction that's coming up. So Mercury mind in Aquarius, visions of the future, hopes and wishes for the future, they're coming together. So I'm just going to move forward. Mars will square Haumea later in the day, activating that 13 exact squares of Pluto Haumea, the aspect of the decade, as I called it, as we really rebirth something that's much more stable over time. Of course, the last square between Pluto and Haumea is not till 2028. So this is a long-term thing. Then at 7:25 p.m. on the 15th, the moon will conjunct Uranus. That's always a little bit of a aha moment, even though it's a lunar aspect that happens, you know, pretty much every month. Okay, so now let's move on to the 16th. And then, of course, I've got to get these up again. Okay, into the 16th. Let's move forward. Okay, so Venus comes up right to the end of Capricorn again, that very threshold of change degree, the last of the faster moving personal planets to move at this point into Aquarius. But Venus is going to spend the 16th at that anaretic degree. And we start the day on the 16th with Venus in a trine to Sedna, which is still stationed at the station point that Sedna just stationed direct at. Remember, that's big cyclical change, okay, at these anaretic degrees. I've talked about it a lot, but this is like, this really is a paradigm shift similar to moving from the Ice Ages into the Neolithic Revolution, the development of community and agriculture and tools and all things like that, and coming together and settling on the land. This is that bigger paradigm shift, if not more. And so, you know, Venus activates that. So we get another kind of glimpse of where we're going, but it's a supportive aspect, which is nice. And then we move into the 16th further, which so we're in Friday, which is Venus Day. Venus spends that day. And we have the first quarter moon, the crossroads of action, the crisis in action part from the new moon, where we set our intentions. It's what have we got to do? What have we got to take action on to manifest or create what we wanted to create? And so the first quarter moon is at that 27 degrees, Taurus and Aquarius. Okay, so we're getting, that's a nine as well, which is two and a seven. What are we ending? What are we beginning? All right, then 11:05 a.m. Actually on the 16th, Venus moves into Aquarius. It's the conjunction that's the 17th. So 11:05 a.m. on Venus Day, Friday, Venus joins Pluto in Aquarius, joins Mars, joins Mercury, joins the Sun, and the Aquarius overload begins. I actually did a whole video on Aquarius overload. This is going to blow our socks off, to be quite honest. In the meantime, as Venus moves into Aquarius, so at 1:37 p.m. Moon and Venus will trine each other. That seems a bit wonky to me, so ignore that, but we get the idea. Okay, Venus is moving into Aquarius, but then the moon moves into Gemini, so we got air, Mercury ruled Gemini, air. All this Aquarius energy, air, and the ideas will be flowing. And it's a trine aspect from air to air. So the innovation and the ideas and the communications and perhaps the talks and the diplomacy will have a great opportunity when the moon is in Gemini over next weekend. The moon will move into Gemini at 2:39 p.m. on the 16th. We'll immediately trine Pluto, then trine Mars. So, you know, we're kind of getting the some of the crazy energy going on, but there's a lot of idea energy, and that's going to be made even stronger by the last aspect on Friday, Eastern time, 10:38 p.m. Eastern. Mercury over here will trine Uranus. Lower mind, higher mind, big ideas. Okay, sorry, square. 19 Aquarius to 19 Taurus. Uranus is still at the degree that he's stationed direct at. This is like aha moments, sublime, but also could be some shock news. Now that aspect, the Mercury Uranus square, is exact at 10:38 p.m. Eastern, but we'll feel it building, and it's Friday. There could be some big news coming out on Friday. Okay, so we'll see what's happening as we move forward. So let's move into Saturday, the 17th. Another big day. What a week we have. Okay, so I've got to figure out why my software is kind of creating some weirdnesses. But anyway, We move into Saturday, February the 17th, and very early on, 3:42 a.m. Eastern, a bit later on the day for many of you, Venus will conjunct Pluto at that 0 degree again. And then look at all of this Aquarius energy that we've got. It's so powerful. Incidentally, myself and another astrologer are getting together this week on the 15th to create a video talking about some of this energy and where we think it might be going. So there's a lot we could say about that. So, but after that, on the 17th, Saturn, the moon in Gemini will square Saturn. So we may get some clarity around ideas. Again, I'm only going to look at the major aspects. But then the moon will square Nessus and square Juno, which are opposing each other again from Gemini, another mutable T square. Nessus, the revealer of abuse and generational abuse and things, Juno, sacred contracts and relationships, women and children. There could be some more news about, people who've abused their power basically in all ways. But let's move into Sunday, the 18th. What a week it is. The Mars and Venus conjunctions to Pluto really kind of dominate the week. All right. So just so you know, and they are quite, they're very powerful, potent, and there are good things about them because they really will enable you to really step down into your root power and say, I don't want the future to look like this. What can I do to change it? So on the 18th, as we move into the day, Mercury will conjunct Circe. Well, I'm not going to talk about that right now, but the Sun will come up and square Sedna for one of the last times of Sedna in Taurus, saying, where are we going? What future are we creating? Those last degrees, aneretic degrees, are really highlighted so much this year and into next of endings of the old ways of doing things in so many ways. There's not many other major aspects on that day except the Gemini moon will come in and square Neptune. So you maybe some dreamy, but also interconnected energy. It's at 3:25 p.m. Eastern. It's good for kind of doing some fantasy kind of energy or some creative work. And we end the day on Sunday the 18th with the moon moving into her own sign Cancer at 10:24 p.m. and then the sun into Pisces. So it's bye-bye sun in Aquarius season, but still leaving plenty of Aquarius energy late on the 18th. So finishing up, we'll take you into Monday morning. We wake up on the 19th for most of us, with the sun in Pisces and the moon in Cancer. And that's a big rush into more watery energy. So whatever has happened from this week, I think there may be some real emotion around a lot of it for many people. Whatever's come perhaps in your own lives or the news and how you respond to it. And there may be this strong desire for emotional connection to go to who keeps you safe emotionally. Well, of course, that primary person is really yourself. So, and your connection with whatever spirit source is and your inner intuitive voice. So really, I would plan on Sunday night into Monday to do some real self-care and some tenderness and really kind of wrap yourself in a warm blanket of love because this week is a challenge. But then on into Monday, we'll just kind of look if there's any major aspects coming into the morning. 6:19 a.m., the Cancer moon will oppose Ceres. Say that's another call to self-love. So if you can at all, I would really plan in for next Monday, Sunday night, and into Monday, some real strong self-care activities that make you feel nurtured and safe and protected. Okay, because it could feel like the world is really kind of going to pot around you after this week, or from what's revealed this week. And it depends how sensitive you are to news. If you're unfortunate enough for it to affect anything in your own life, then especially self-care. But even if you're not directly impacted, this is in the energetics of the week. So really make sure you are doing some self-care and heading into it as well. And some connections, something that keeps you really connected with source and spirit. All right, so I'm going to pull three cards for the week ahead using that lovely Tree Divya deck. It's lovely to see some of you, whoops, buying it with the discount code that's in the description. It really is quite a beautiful deck, and I am really kind of liking the feel of it the more I use it. I still have my favorite deck, but or a couple of them actually, but this one seems to be the right messenger for the right time, which I find often happens. Okay, so I'm just going to pull a beginning, middle, and end card really for the week. Okay, so where we're at, where, what's coming up, and kind of the outcome, if you like. Okay, so. Gosh, we're getting so many reversed cards this week, but that's not always a bad thing. Okay, so we start the week with the Page of Wands reversed. And that says you might feel out of alignment and unmotivated. You don't know how to put your ideas into action and implement them. If you've faced some obstacles in the past, that should not prevent you from following your passion now. Don't allow limiting beliefs and inner fears and anxieties to get in the way of achieving your dreams. Be more decisive, which will lead to a feeling of stability. And the affirmation is, I open myself to a new spiritual path. And then for the middle of the week, we get the Two of Cups reversed. And this is saying there may be, oh, I'm not surprised with the energy this week. There may be some temporary misunderstandings with people around you. You might have idealized someone who didn't turn out to be as you imagined. This is a great time to focus on yourself and your own happiness. Be aware that everyone who is supposed to be in your life will find their way back to you. And if they don't, let them go, and you will soon realize why this was the best for you. And two is really decisions. So you may need to make some decisions about who to kind of let go of. Okay. So the affirmation for this is, I will let what comes come, let what goes go, and see what remains. Or some people might just take themselves out. Now, at the end of this very, it's a tough week. I'm not going to lie. Of course, it won't be for everybody, but it can also be empowering, as I said, if you kind of lean into it and do the self-care and do the work. But the week finishes with a much more positive card. This card often marks a reward for your hard work and dedication. This is the Three of Pentacles. Your skills and knowledge allow you to advance to a higher position. You are part of a team that collaborates in a harmonious and productive way, and your contribution to it is very valued. Use your creativity to implement your ideas and focus on achieving what you are passionate about. So the affirmation for this at the end of a difficult week is, I acknowledge my unique skills and go towards doing what I'm passionate about. We have to focus on our own inner life, our own healing, our self-care, and everything first. Oxygen mask again, as I keep saying, and focus on building meaningful work and right work that is going to ripple out from within. Intimacy, from the inside out. Much love. Have lean into the growth this week if you can, but make sure you're doing lots of self-care. Much love to you.